Yes, now welcome again to another range of Euroballians from the Republicans, Football Republic. Yes, now they're giving us this one, and we don't come back to analyze everything that happened over the weekend for Inside Obodo Europe. Welcome once again, and I'm here with Jovita, a.k.a. The one we then call Sexy Joe.
Hello,
yes, Moku entered the match sharply, and Moku start from the one we happened just over the weekend as Manchester United and Chelsea jam for inside Stamford Bridge. And Sexy Joe, sweet one for Michael Carrick. But Moku start from in lineup and high intake arranging boys. More or less, in come to come defend, and that defending give him 1 point.
You know, say one thing, be say as a caretaker coach, you don't know whether they feel permanent your job if you continue to do well. Even though they said, they say they never make them official, though some of the players don't talk about them. I'm talking about Ralf Rangnick, say, yeah, everything they don't finalize, and only when they go just make them public, now remain. But then you got to also give the guy kudos, because just these two games, obviously, don't take on behalf of Manchester United as the caretaker coach. We don't see some kind of ginger. We say Man United don't bring come first against Villarreal, and of course second against Chelsea. Whether we like them or not, whether they can defend or not, at least then give Chelsea plenty work to do yesterday. And of course, even that one goal where Chelsea managed to get via penalty, they got to hustle for them to make sure say they get them. If not, maybe now one could do it for Ed in favor of Manchester United. I feel say Michael Carry don't do a small good work. At least the players now they come to the party. Unlike before, we be say they no send Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Maybe they want me their sucker. Maybe they don't sucker now. Everybody now don't they work. But the young way would also hear say behind their display yesterday, because if you watch their gege pressing, we see some small gege pressing for where Man United.
Really, gege pressing?
Yes, small gege pressing
from Carrick.
From the boys tactics. Yesterday. Yes, in terms of tactics, small. I know talk say we see a big, and people don't they talk say it's like the man don't already they doing work, even though say they never making work official. Talking about Rangnick, but so far so good. The most important thing now say they want to get their season back on track, because they don't to do bonanza. And we get where you go do bonanza reach, market go before press you. So it'd be like say that bonanza don't end with the one we'll be saying do against Watford. Maybe this time around, then they plan to make sure say this one go ginger their season back.
Well, we're still talking about the match, and one of the things then we'll see again, and I say Michael Carrick make that big decision, put Ronaldo for bench. I don't know whether na tactical move, but one way or the other, it'd be like the team work. Because in team they compact in terms of defending. They know to allow themselves go, they say they won't attack Chelsea, because they know say Chelsea go always beat them to that one based on say then get more players, we go get that Sabines to take attack. But the gist now say you're one of your biggest stars, you drop out for one of the biggest game. You feel say this one in they try to make points, say Ronaldo, nobody be the star of this team. Now everybody they work as a team, and you guys work with everybody in decision more or less to drop Ronaldo, good or bad. Share he work in favor or now some people say Ronaldo go they look to and go say no, you know, supposed to bench me.
You see, I'll be one of those we don't talk and write from time, say all this hype around Ronaldo. Yes, na fantastic player, and a guy say don't leave a mark for Man U before he waka come out, go Real Madrid, go Juventus, come back again. But all the same, whether we like him or not, in coming get positive, it gets negative effect on the team. Because a lot of the team, just like when Alexis Sanchez were come Man U that period, because of the hypocrisy way they collect, it begin bring some kind of discord for inside dressing room.
That not be supposed to be in fault.
It's not supposed to be in fault.
Because if they earn big money now, because the agent fee negotiate for big money.
I agree. But then we know what thing happen at the end of the day.
And more or less, Sexy Joe, but more or less the team be say, you know, suppose they allow that one take, they come be beef within the squad. Say,
my brother,
player, they collect this big money.
You don't see Percy welcome.
You know, can't play well.
You don't see Percy. Should be the Percy wake up there. Should be scapegoats. They catch scapegoats. We be only gonna social. Now be the team where they there. For the fact, say Ronaldo, then bench her yesterday. I think that was the best decision. We be say this man carry good take, because in a way he help him. He see the likes of Sancho step up, because since where that boy don't come, we never really see the Sancho where them break bank, break house, go sign come. The Sancho where we see, and they even ask whether not duplicate, whether they get another Sancho where then carry come. But now that game
prototype.
We show exactly
photocopy.
That game now we see the ginger. Even Rashford shocked me yesterday with in display for inside that game. This now waiting we suppose to they see already. This man I go refer back to Ramnanyuku Rangnick where they come. There's even 5 years ago, he considered Ronaldo old. And now, to work with him, And the bros too, know they help matters. You and your teammates on a follow play. Instead, when I go applaud the fans, tell them thank you. Obiari Jeona, you just storm, enter tunnel. And nobody first time, nobody second time.
Maybe since we come on
you,
maybe
if you vex, I beg nobody. Everybody play the game. Not only I play the game. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you also got to be that team player to the last. That's why I always sometimes say Messi na a much more better team player than Ronaldo, because Messi no go storm. Waka come on like that. He go still wait. Anyhow, we take
Messi,
now two
Messi,
of them draw together.
Messi said he getting your problem right now,
yes,
with PSG.
Yes,
but
he gets your problem. But
Moko,
I like as them
Moko,
allow us that for
Moko Shepherd talk about
bench.
Chelsea and how they miss plenty of their chances. So many of the chances that we didn't create.
So many
they
chances.
Don't be bury them. If you talk, say even De Gea himself was another fantastic man of the match for Manchester United.
No shock me, no
but,
shock
but,
me.
But for Chelsea, you feel say they're going to look back on the talk, say, we missed 3 points here instead of this 1 point we'll gather.
You know, say that 3 points for help them put more distance between Man City, Liverpool, and the rest of them when they come. But then, as this no work like that, they can't come and kill themselves. The only thing is journey continues. And of course, I feel say they go build on the the momentum of that yesterday game to continue, because already then they win, they come. Then they win, they come. Now, just this one will come be like, say, then T-Say, now walk in the park, then they come against the Man United.
Everybody, T-Say, maybe not like 4-0.
In fact, people, T-Yok, where T-Yok, they begin to shout yesterday, help, help, my car, my Yok, we has cast, you understand? Hey. But all the same, then go build on waiting the length from yesterday. Took care, no be man, will be say, if T-Say, no work out like that, go relax. He go find way to take improve more so that their next game, then go continue that winning. They still get a chance, although the gap not today like before, but they can build on what they do yesterday to make sure, say, them continue today.
Chelsea see the top table, remember, and that topping table, they're going to use that advantage, take still the one, make sure, say, they gather enough points. They play Watford next. Manchester United, we will still talk about their match where they go play against Arsenal. But coming to Arsenal right now, Moku just sharply talk about their match against Newcastle United. And you want to say, more or less, maybe not easy win, but it don't look easy for the game for Arsenal, because even Newcastle self, they miss chances them to take at least score one goal. But for Arsenal, for Mikel Arteta, this one bounced back from the fact say, the other time when you go play against one of the big teams, we've been analyzing them here, say, they always lose against the big teams. But it'd be like against the smaller teams, in they get points. Anytime we meet them, they always want collecting 3 points. And a good way for Arsenal to take goal, just as they talk during the week, for weekend, after they play their match against Newcastle. And they say one of the things that will help Arsenal this season, now the fact that they know the continent, they will concentrate all their energy for finishing top four. And with this win over Newcastle United, that's one going to push them more and more to that top four position.
Definitely going to push them more and more. And of course, I just want correct one impression. Win in a win, be it easy or hard.
I just want to say,
want correct that impression, because anytime Arsenal win, they go say, oh, now easy win. No win, they're easy, because even Newcastle, I know say, since where these Saudi people don't take over, and of course, Eddie Howe can't be like settings, they go from bad to worse. But before this game against Arsenal, then be draw 3-3, I think against Brentford, they draw 3-3. And of course, it's so sad, say it can't turn out this way. But then Newcastle will be push over team, they feel lose, but they're gonna make you walk and work hard for that point where you won't get, or the draw where we say you won't get, and exactly what they do. I don't feel say, an easy win for Arsenal, but I feel say Arsenal still get plenty work to do, just as you take talk all this. Issue of against the big teams, you know, go come to the party, but against the small teams. But if not the small teams, after all, then be 20 teams on top table. If you know, if you get points off Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, or maybe West Ham, at least try get points off the rest of the team. It will help you on the long run, because those same teams, self, when they play all these teams, they know they're messy for them. Now that I go here, say Liverpool, popo somebody 4-0, popo one small team. So you make use of what you get. Any opportunity will arise, make them use and get points.
Yes, any opportunity, maybe they use and get points. Now, the points we sexy Joe they make. As a BC Arsenal, remember their last match when they played before this Newcastle won, against Liverpool, we then lose four goals to nothing. But good one, say at least then bounce back from that defeat and make sure see them win for house against the billionaires from Saudi Arabia, will be Newcastle United. But sexy Joe, make we forge ahead, make we sharply chuck eye put for the match that will happen on Thursday. Another big cracker, Manchester United against pass now. And this one will happen for Old Trafford. We've been talking about Manchester United. We say play Chelsea. We say they're kind of defensive come. But this Arsenal side, they don't play the bigger boys. They play Manchester City, then lose. Then play Chelsea, then lose. They play Liverpool, then lose. Now Manchester United turn. What do you feel say go happen here? But before we talk about the maybe scores or the scoreline of the match, more could talk tactically. What team Manchester United will carry come? Because like him or not, we don't see what he carry do for the first two games, Villarreal and also against Chelsea. He play more of counter-attack against Villarreal and he play more defensive, very compact defensive positions them and he hold against Chelsea. But against Arsenal, for Old Trafford, what you could expect Carrick to do? Maybe the coach, Ralph Rangnick, who don't come by then, we don't know.
In fact, he's walking behind the scene. Now the ginger, they say, the ginger them behind the scene. Because,
but which tactics is to say Manchester United go Carrick come against us now?
Although, between these two sides, we know how we take the B. For me, now 50-50 chance, anybody if you take the game. But at the same time, I feel, say, with the kind tactics where we say, at least we see a flash of waiting man you want Carrick come. But I feel, say, they will go on all attack against the Arsenal because for their mind, they will feel, say, since Arsenal, they lose against big teams. Maybe even though they still consider themselves big team. I don't know, no difference between them and Arsenal. But make we say then they consider themselves big teams. I feel, say, they will go all out against Arsenal. They're not going to play defensive football against Arsenal. Then go on play the way we say then take play against Villarreal and then go on make sure, say, you know, spoil for their hand. And I see Ronaldo starting that game because whether we like him or not, get some kind of games where we say you feel it's okay, Ronaldo supposed start. And I feel, say, now one of the games be this one. Get good record against Arsenal. Chelsea not to get better record because you never scored against them for Premier League before. So I feel saying go start time and only say with this same attitude and everything, I don't know how long it will last for inside United. It will come be like say waiting the pursue from Juve. He don't carry and come here. And of course, before you say Jack Robinson, now this unity, this squad go there for inside that team. And I feel saying one of the things we say this model they call Rangnick go one avoid. But for Carrick, two games, one draw, one win. You know, bad. You know, bad because if they say that they ginger the way we be saying that they ginger like this against them when Ole did there, I know she's saying that for the get all this problem. But because Ole, maybe because of the people where they in back, feel say, if I bench Ronaldo now with the kind of pokery way they pay and with all the hype where they around them, with the kind of legend, the person where we say win five Ballon d'Or, they gone for six today. We don't know whether he go win them. You know, make a put on. Sometimes sentiment, they spoil things. And at the end of the day, it not only spoil things, it cost them in job. But this Michael Carrick, I'm not going to lie to you, he get mind.
To drop Ronaldo
for that game. But I go say he dropped him and it worked out good for him because dropping him and he coming from the bench, we see a whole lot of difference for inside that game. Even though say, like say, use vexation, come inside that game, call the quack people leg. But at the same time, we see a lot of these young players step up. McTominay step up. We see what he do for field yesterday. Yeah. Marcus Rashford, too. Fred, everybody step up their game. And that one goes also tell you something. Say, there's something wrong. So maybe the coming of Ronaldo, no day the way where people take they see him. You know, so sometimes you go to see things for surface, you go fix everything they okay. Maybe something they more for the dressing room than we they hear.
But talking about Arsenal and this their game, the last time we didn't meet for Old Trafford, Arsenal run away with 1-0 win. You look this
now
match 50, now.
This is rejuvenated.
Man United. So if you say Man U, they winless for their last seven games for Old Trafford.
It doesn't matter.
So if you say Man U, go collect this one.
It doesn't matter. I know if you say Arsenal go just come, Colobi.
But if you look their form right now, if you look based on their form, who you going to give the match more?
For my mind, I will always stick to one team and one team.
Based on say you be an analyst now.
That they tell you now. I say I stick to where I want to stick to. They tell me say where I be. I stick with the Gunners because you also got to give it to the Gunners themselves. They rose above the ashes as far as the game against Liverpool. They don't allow that mentality of we lose, make it draw them down. They still come out against Newcastle. We see what thing they still do, you know. Coming up, Saka score, they remove and bring Martinelli come, he still score, the quacking leg join. It's like people, they vex for people where they score these days.
But more than I say Manchester United, then they win less in their last six Premier League meetings with Arsenal. And that's what I mean, say, it go hard for them once they won't jam Manchester United.
That's enough
especially
motivation
Arsenal,
for Arsenal
too, exactly. Just like I talked last season, now 1-0 Arsenal take win for Old Trafford. Moku, see whether that one go repeat itself. Big game between these two teams, Manchester United and Arsenal. Two of them are going to try to fight for points to see how they go fit to use to gather themselves. Remember, before this match, Arsenal sit down for number number 5 position on top of the table with 23 points, and Manchester United number 8 position with 18 points. So Arsenal get the edge over Manchester United right now for that top 4 battle. Moku says this match will go on Thursday, and I made that big game. And Shapeli Moku, move on to the next segment of Europa Alliance. And then Niger Star players, how our players them take do and how well they take perform for their clubs just over the weekend. Moku, start from Emmanuel Dennis. Continuate with in sweet form. Still score one of the goals, even though they didn't lose that match. But you want to say Emmanuel Dennis, that one player you say Nigeria supposed call put for their pre-camp for national team.
You know, sometimes I feel say even with glasses, we know they still root for this part of the country because because it gets some players where we say Nanyuku Genotro. That is, if you go still remain the Coachella of Nigeria Super Eagles, because we dey hear conflicting reports here and there. But now when the main reports come outside, we go verify them. All these guys, all of them were fantastic for weekend. From Ademola Lookman, that tapping way, tapping from that Jimmy Fadi cross. And of course, Samuel Chukwueze, fantastic. After the all injury, injury layoff, come back.
Score against Barcelona.
Exactly, the ginger. Even though say themselves, they lose that game. Joe Aribo, fantastic. Yeah. I don't know. Van Bronckhorst just continue where Nanyuku Steven Gerrard they stop with Rangers. But then, why I go give it to Denise Emanuelo? Now, because of, say, he follow break record, we say the likes of Cantona, the likes of
five goals now.
For 12 games.
Yeah.
Got to give it to the guy. He deserve him.
And I hope, say, we go 10 open. Goals.
Thank you. And I hope, say, you know, for the fact, say, some things will happen to him in the past. You know, let him determine in future.
Way I'm down.
Torturing me where. So I just carry and give him because he's a fantastic guy. But the team be say, I don't know where we they keep eye when we the call players come cap. We go call players. So besides, either like Ahmed Musa now, sorry to say, it's not as if I'm assisting him. He don't go 3 months now. He never score one single goal for in club. And we start to wonder, waiting be the reason why he still they come. I think say the reason why then talk say anybody where they form, now they will invite come national team. And these guys, they form, they waste.
Well, now so it take me sexy Joe. Choose Emmanuel Dennis. Remember, Joe Aribo said follow score.
Ademola Lookman said follow score.
Even Samuel Chukwueze score against Barcelona, even though they didn't lose. But now here, we go draw the curtain.
I beg, I want, before you draw the curtain, I don't know this the way Samuel Chukwueze do for hair, Biko.
Now fine boy now.
If anybody go feel help,
now mohawk, sweet mohawk.
Tell him may just die and back.
Yes, here we go end the matter.
I'll be like, fine.
For Europa Alliance, don't worry. In they listen to you right now.
Chukwueze, hello.
He no go give you dollars.
Let me mind my day. Chukwueze, no, I they praise the hair, fine.
Now here we go end the matter. Remember, say, so you fit subscribe to our channel, to our YouTube page. Yes, will be Football Republic NG, Republic with a K, and I am the name of our channel. And also, remember, say, so click the notification button so that you're going to get all our latest videos we're going to upload on top of this our YouTube channel. Remember, so you still get us for any of your podcast platform from where you get your podcast from, Spotify and the rest of them.
Yes.
Just make sure say you listen to us, Football Republic, name the name, stick to that name, and also you're going to get more and more from us as we don't sign out for today edition RNG of Europa Alliance. So don't carry come till I turn my head again next time when I remain well. My name is still Tanda Stimmy, the PCFR himself, signing out now. Bye bye
now. Do Football Republic.